I see your white claw in your hand right now, but I need you to go ahead and take a swig of it right now.
Okay. Going.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Go. Because today we're going to get into players versus fuckboys.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, okay. I'm actually going to take a sip of my beer right now, too, before we get started.
I think we need it.
Welcome to the Cougar Den Podcast, a show to help re-energize your dating life during the cougar years. With a little humor and girlfriend advice, we're taking starting over in a new direction. Let's work on attracting the right partner this time around. Now, here are your hosts and den mothers, Athena and Chantel.
So I'm sure you have met your fair share of players and fuckboys, Athena.
Oh, yeah.
But that's all changed now. You are officially off the market.
I am off the market. I found a certified cougar tamer.
Yes.
Before recording this episode, I woke up this morning and I wanted to have my morning tea and just kind of get prepared for today's episode. And I actually put together some notes.
Oh, Athena has taken pen to paper. She likes to tease me about needing to write everything down, but look who's taking notes.
I know, because I'm on my phone all the time. I'm on this computer all the time, and I just needed some time not make notes on anything digitally.
Pen to paper.
So I kind of put together this journey to babe.
We're calling him babe.
Okay. I've been single for over 2 years. And the journey to him has been quite an incredible one.
It's been very colorful.
It's been like a fucking roller coaster. You know, like one of those ones that twists and turns and collects all your personal belongings at the bottom of the coaster, like your sunglasses and cell phones, and vomit. That's the one that I just tore the straps off of and walked away from.
All right.
So it's been great. But, you know, I kept a list of the guys that I dated. Mm-hmm. And this is, you know, not like some
dating roster.
No, it has nothing to do with that. It was my personal thing to see who I was attracting, who I needed to attract, different situations that I went through that I can reflect on and things like that. So
you got your key takeaways.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. So I figured I'd put together like a tiny little list of some way that I journeyed to babe.
Okay.
The cougar tamer.
I think I like calling him cougar tamer rather than babe.
Yeah, I guess that makes more sense, right?
Yeah.
Okay. One of the biggest blessings from the past couple years of being single is I only got 2 dick pics.
Wow. I got my very first random one the other day, and I have never had this happen to me, but my girlfriends have all said it's a thing. Were they just trying to entice you?
They didn't do a very good job of it.
Again, dick pics don't always work.
No, not at all. The living with mom count? That's 6.
6?
Yeah, 6 guys that still live at home with their mom. And ladies, always preach this. Ask about their living situation before you meet. And I have to say, like, these 6 guys, though, were from, like, the first few months of starting the date. So that's okay. But except for that one guy, my last date before I met this guy, mm-hmm. I was on the golf course with him, and 9 holes in, he wound up telling me that he was still in the same house living with his ex and children.
Okay. Were they on different floors?
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
That was awkward.
Okay.
I played really well after those first 9 holes because I had...
Get me the fuck out of there.
I'm like, I'm more focused on the game than you right now, buddy. There was one giant big red flag.
That was a fucking circus.
I don't know what that was about, to be honest. Like, Chantel, is there some outside perspective on that? Because I feel like that was Athena's twin sister, Katrina.
The only thing I can think of is that you were in a rut at that time and you wanted to break out of the norm. So you went for something that was completely outside of any sort of box that you had put your potential relationships in, mm-hmm. and went for something completely out in left field.
Yeah.
I was so shocked. And I was like, oh, this is new. Okay.
Even my brother was like, what the fuck? No, I do not approve.
Right?
And he's not like that. friends. There were two guys that were assholes to my dog.
Yes. That is a big no.
Yeah, you gotta love my dog. Nine breadcrumbers.
Oh, fuck the breadcrumbers, man. If you guys don't know what breadcrumbing is, basically it is a person who is chatting with you consistently. You may know them. You may have gone on a couple dates with them. All of a sudden they drop off the map. You think they ghosted you, but give it a few weeks. They'll send you a little DM. They'll shoot you a heart on Instagram of a selfie you may have posted, followed up with a DM. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, they're just trying to just make sure that they're still in your mind. And yeah. Then they drop off again.
I know. It's silly.
Oh, God. Ridiculous.
But with that nine count, there are actually nine guys that turn into friends.
That's cool.
I think that's super cool because I've met so many of their women friends through these male friends, and they've been some pretty kick-ass friendships.
There we go. So there's some positive takeaways on that aspect. Do you have any other sort of positive takeaways from these past relationships?
No, not really.
Oh. Wow. Okay.
No, the positive takeaways are I didn't pursue anything further than I should have with these individuals.
So you set your boundaries and you stuck to them.
Massively.
So but that is good.
There was one psycho.
Oh, he was three wrapped up into one. I swear this guy had like four personalities.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Ugh, no.
And unfortunately, one of them died.
Yes. Yes. Unfortunately, one did pass away.
Yes, which was very weird because I remember having a couple of drinks with my girlfriend at Cactus Club, and we were going through our mutual friends on Instagram and just seeing like who we knew together. And I came across his name and I was like, oh, how do you know him? And she's like, oh, honey, he died. And he died, unfortunately, in a car accident, which is very shitty. Mm-hmm. But it just kind of hit me like, wow, that's weird. Mm-hmm. So it's been a very eclectic dating experience. But yes, now I am off the market with my certified cougar tamer.
Yes, we need a shirt for him.
Yes, we do. Some key takeaways, though, from my dating experience, and this is going to help with our topic today, fuckboys versus players, is you have to date a lot of men but not get serious with them to just kind of like feel out personalities and traits that you feel would be compatible with you. I did a lot of this, especially in year one of being single, because I felt like I was suffering from anxious attachment. And this really helped me understand that there's a lot of fish in the sea all over the world, everywhere. Like, don't settle. Mm-hmm. Keep your boundaries. Don't give up the cookie if you want a relationship. Mm-hmm. You need to keep it in your pants. Keep your pants on. If you are serious about wanting to have a boyfriend or some kind of relationship in your life, you cannot get involved sexually with them right away. You need to let that emotional connection build up. Mm-hmm. Definitely keep a dating roster. And again, don't have sex with anybody on your roster. As soon as you have sex with somebody on your roster, everybody else on your roster needs to go.
Yeah. Okay.
It's not fair to them. But this is just keeping, you know, yourself available to date freely until you are in a committed relationship. And take a break when you need to. We had an episode about this on when to take a break from online dating. Mm-hmm. That's a really good episode. Dating burnout is definitely real. And I felt it at the beginning of last year. And I took quite a few months off of online dating. And it was a game changer. But now
you're off the market.
There's no more dating apps and it feels so good. It felt so good to delete them and just be like, fuck this shit, I'm done. Mm-hmm. And it's nice to be with somebody who's given me nothing but green flags.
Yes.
There's been absolutely no red flags, nothing weird. You know, when I said this before, you know, those aren't butterflies. That's like your gut telling you that this is wrong. You don't want the little love butterflies so early. None of that shit. It's been great.
Perfect.
So I'm going to put this list away and there won't be one for next year. But guess what? Hmm. You're going to have a list for next year.
Oh, God.
Yep. Yeah. Start it up. It definitely helps you figure out who you should be with and what works, what doesn't work. And it just like fine tunes your dating.
Okay.
So do it.
I'm putting you in charge, remember?
Yeah, that's true. I'm going to start up your Tinder profile. So today we're getting into players and fuckboys. And Do you know the difference between the two?
The terms can be pretty interchangeable, but I think the intentions are different. Now, a player is someone who kind of feeds into that fantasy. Like, they show that they want intention to be in a relationship. They give you everything that you want. And then you find out you're not really the only one he's doing this with.
Yeah, and I feel like it's more his fantasy.
Yes.
This is something that he's like actually creating, and like it's a fantasy to him to have these women and to be in these experiences. And when the fantasy dries up, bye.
Bye. A fuckboy typically will make their intentions known. They're just there to get down.
Like those red flags? Red flags.
Like, yes.
They are red flags.
They are red flags, but they're going to make it known.
Yeah.
They're not usually talking about relationships or the future or planning anything like that.
No.
They're just about the hookup. And like I said, they'll typically make that known.
Keyword fuck.
Yes.
And fuck boy.
Yes.
They just want casual sexual relationships with you. And you're not the only one.
That's right.
That's why I said don't give up the cookie right away.
Mm-hmm.
You want to know their intentions, because it takes a long time to figure out guys' intentions, because guys are smooth fucking talkers, man.
Well, and as I've said this before, I'm fussy with my clothing and my shoes, and they only go on the outside. You know, so I am extra particular about who I let through the door.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's definitely not going to be a fuckboy or a player.
The emotional involvement when it comes to players and fuckboys. Players may not be seeking a long-term commitment. They might engage in relationships with a certain level of charm and social finesse. They may even create a facade of genuine interest, but may not be emotionally invested into any particular relationship. As where when it comes to emotional involvement, a fuckboy tends to emphasize a more callous or insensitive approach. I know we've all been there before with these types. A fuckboy may be characterized by a lack of concern for the emotional well-being of their partners, and their full primary focus is always going to be their own desires.
Very selfish.
Yes.
Very, very selfish.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't count on him to give you an O.
Yeah, exactly. Their relationship style is a little bit different too. Players may be involved in multiple dating scenarios, you know, simultaneously seeking a variety of excitement. Because I want you to like put yourself in this mental space of like a player is like those romantic novel guys, you know, those guys on the cover of those sexy, hot, spicy novels.
Mm.
And that's your player. Like this is his fantasy world. Like he really wants to like play this out, no pun intended.
Yeah, he wants to play the field.
Yeah, exactly. And it's all about the catch.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas fuckboys, not so much. They just want their dick catched.
One and done.
Yeah, exactly. They might not be exclusive with you players, but they can be focused on casual sex too, though. Whereas fuckboys, their relationship style often focuses on casual sexual encounters rather than a broader range of dating behaviors, and a fuckboy may be less interested in traditional dating aspects and more focused on physical intimacy.
Duh.
Are you picking up what we're putting down here? Are you getting it?
Perception too. I mean, the term player may carry negative connotations and sometimes used to describe individuals who play, they just enjoy dating and have a more active romantic life. Mm-hmm. Without implying that they're manipulative or having any disrespectful behavior.
Yeah.
Like they're not like that. They just want to have, they want to have their cake and eat it too.
Yeah.
In multiple different parties.
Mm-hmm. The fantasy.
It's all about, but the fantasy. And a fuckboy is a little bit more negative and critical when it comes to connections. They're just down. They're down to fuck and that's it.
Yeah. They don't care about you.
No.
At all.
Mm-mm. No, no.
So now you know kind of the differences between the two, because I feel like I've definitely grouped these two, like, oh, he's a player, he's a fuckboy, whatever, you know, without really understanding the whole, you know, psychology behind these two kinds of dating personalities out there. When it comes to players and fuckboys, their communication style is quite similar. So here are some examples of text messages that might draw a little bit of attention to you to go, yeah, that's one there. Number one, flattery without substance. You're so amazing. I can't believe how lucky I have met you. The commentary of this is definitely to use excessive flattery without specific details or context that can create a false sense of genuine admiration.
I love the next one.
All right.
Mixed signals.
Okay, you got to do it in your dude voice though, Chantel.
I have a really raspy throat right now, so that might not be too difficult.
Say it in a man's voice.
All right.
Okay.
I really enjoy spending time with you, but I'm not looking for anything serious right now. Fuck off!
So this specific message provides complete mixed signals. And by expressing enjoyment in the present while simultaneously signaling the lack of interest and commitment to a relationship. I cannot tell you ladies anymore, like if I could get like one of those balloon bats that you get at like amusement parks and hit you across the head a bazillion fucking times, when a guy says, I'm not looking for a relationship right now, or I don't know if I can get into anything serious, you walk the plank.
You fucking run.
You get away from it. That is like, and I don't know how this can be like a player fuckboy text comment. Because they're genuinely saying how they truly feel.
Mm-hmm.
We just can't handle it well as women. And some women are probably like, I can fix him.
Oh.
I can engage with him. I can change him.
Mm.
Don't.
No. No, just don't. Just don't.
Here's like a popular thing that a lot of players and fuckboys do, which is called breadcrumbing.
Yay!
Hey, I haven't talked to you in a while. Let's catch up soon.
Fuck off.
If he can't keep trekking along with you day to day, communicating, wanting to get to know you, and wanting to plan dates with you, you don't have his attention.
No. 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 Definitely not. Another one too, and I've heard this a few times. We should do something special.
You got to your man voice, Chantel. Oh,
sorry.
Okay, go.
Sorry. We should do something special together soon. I have some exciting plans in mind.
Mm. That's too vague. Mm. They're vague promises of planning for the future. There's no concrete details. There's not like, hey, on Saturday at 9 a.m., I'm going to pick you up and we're going to go out for the day and do this. It's just something that's completely vague and just like cool.
Breadcrumbing.
Yeah. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Call me when you actually have a fucking plan.
Exactly.
Oh, late night messages.
Oh.
I can't sleep. I'm just thinking about you. And then I would add in the eggplant emoji or a winky face emoji.
Go take a cold shower, grab some Vaseline and go through your spank bank.
They are definitely not looking for a deeper connection at this
point. They're looking for a deeper connection, right?
That kind of deeper connection, not like an emotional deeper connection with you. They do not want a relationship.
No.
Only with your vagina.
That's right. Ambiguous language. I'm not seeing anyone right
Chantel,
now. What?
You can get more manly than that.
Okay.
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 Get in your zone.
Let me clear my throat.
Because whoever's listening right now, we wanted to like hit them a little bit harder. Hey,
she said hard.
I did.
I'm not seeing anyone else right now, but I'm also not ready for anything serious.
Oh, God.
Really?
All right. Complimenting physical appearance. Mm. You look stunning tonight. Can't get over how attractive you are.
Well, I don't know if I agree with this one, because you could actually be out with them on a date and them complimenting your appearance. That's not necessarily saying that they're a player or a fuckboy.
No, I've been through this where I've gotten this exact fucking comment, but he's seen me across the room when I was with my friends and didn't even approach me. If any guy likes you or they want to take you seriously in any way, they're going to be rolling up to the table.
Oh, this is a text. I'm sorry. This is a text. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
This is not in person.
Okay.
Yeah. Past text. This happened with one guy. Not only was he a breadcrumber, but he was doing this as well. Ugh. I'm like, roll up your fucking sleeves and be a man and step up then.
That's
but
right.
You're not wanting anything serious. You're not taking anything serious. So piss off.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Future faking. I can see us doing some really fun things in the future.
Again, it's the vagueness of it.
And what people kind of fun are they talking about?
Well, play a board game, bend over. I don't know.
Exactly. Like, it's too vague.
There's definitely no genuine intention to follow through because this, ladies, creates 100% a false sense of commitment and interest.
Yes.
No vagueness. You seen the trend here?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
All right, ladies, now it's time to learn why you do not want to date players or fuckboys. And trust me when I say this, and I can completely relate, sometimes the prettiest boys out there, they're players and fuckboys.
Why?
It's so dumb. What is the science behind that?
I don't know.
You could just watch some guy walk into a pub if you're hanging out with your girlfriends, and I can call it just by looks. And I don't know if it's an ego thing with them or whatever, but in all of my dating history, I have not met a guy that is like a 10 out of 10, like drop dead fucking gorgeous guy who is not in one of these two categories.
I'll agree with you.
So reasons why you want to stay away from these kind of guys is obviously number one, the lack of commitment. None of these guys want any kind of commitment with you. They want to do their own thing. Player boys living in his fantasy dream world, catching girls and releasing them. Fuck boys, well, they're just doing their thing. It's catch and release, but like times 10 probably.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Emotional unavailability.
Yeah, 100%.
100%. They're not. No.
And I don't want you thinking that you can actually land somebody like this.
No. Because they don't want to be tamed.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, you might even probably say, well, not right now. Maybe he just hasn't met the right woman. No, let him go do his thing. And if you're super interested in him, let him free to go do whatever he needs to do to get his jollies off. And if he comes back with a different approach next time, then maybe give him a little bit of time.
Exactly. We all go through our hoe phase.
We all do.
Sure. I haven't hit mine yet, but I'm sure it's coming.
I'm like, speak for yourself.
I am. I just haven't had mine yet, but I'm sure it's coming.
You're going to get your heart broken.
100%. If you invest, you will get your heart broken because they are not investing in you.
Yeah, exactly. It is a one-way street with that. And the potential for disappointment, it's high. Very fucking high.
Potential for deceit.
Yeah, they're not going to be truthful and honest with you.
No.
Players in a fantasy. He's going to do whatever he can to be completely smooth and especially fuckboy. Because
don't
he
hate
just
the player, hate the game.
I know, exactly.
Focusing on physical satisfaction.
Are players better in bed? Are fuckheads? Well, are fuckboys better in bed? Is being in a relationship better in bed?
Well, I'm not sure about a fuckboy because they're more interested in getting themselves off. A player might be okay because he wants to fulfill that fantasy. Inconsistency and unreliability.
Obviously.
Right? I don't even think we need to go much into that. I mean, no. That's pretty self-explanatory.
What about being with somebody who has a very negative reputation?
This one's tricky because people change.
Yeah, that's
true. Like we were saying, you know, you may have encountered a fuckboy or a player and you've dismissed them. But if they come back and they're done their, you know, they've gone through their phase, they've done their time, and now they're actually serious about settling down. What they've done in the past has no effect on what your future could be if they're serious about it.
I think we're more talking now about like the now.
So they're still going through.
They're still in that. And you don't really want to be seen as that girl that's like
got duped.
But also, you know, oh, look, she's the flavor of tonight.
Yeah.
You know,
it's not even of the week. It's of the evening.
Exactly. That's why I said the night, you know. You know, she's the one tonight.
And she's today's special.
Yeah. And it does, like, I don't like that. That's why I try to keep things a little bit private with dating and stuff like that. And I'm not fully out there. But I just don't want to be out with somebody that has that reputation that they're currently in and people know about it. You just look like a fucking idiot.
Yeah. the last thing any of us want is to look stupid and to be made look stupid.
That's true.
And I think the last one we can touch on is the desire for a genuine connection.
Yeah.
I mean, there isn't going to be one on their end. There's you may want it so badly.
Zero. Zilch.
Yeah. You may want it so badly from them, but they're not going to give it to you.
You're not going to be able to talk about the future.
No, there is no future.
You're not going to be able to express what you need in a relationship.
Or what you want, even want sexually, because they're not there long enough.
Yeah, that's true. So have you been duped by a player or fuckboy?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tried. They tried. They didn't get far.
Another thing too that I'm going to add though, on our list is like, a bonus one is like STDs and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
If you're going to be pursuing these kind of guys and, you know, they seem like a little bit of like a challenge for us women and, oh, you know, I can snag them, whatever.
Thrill
I want
the
you
hunt.
To think about like that whole aspect of it, too. If you're going to be entertaining these kind of people, then you need to wrap it up. You need to be cautious.
Mm-hmm. Double wrap in those cases.
Oh, my God. Do people even do that?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
I've just heard the term for like decades.
Right? Double wrap it. So, hey, maybe we can put that on a poll. Is this actually a thing?
No, I don't think it is.
Well, we don't know.
I'm going to be your one poll answer on that. No, it's not a thing.
Not a thing.
Not a thing. But watching out for your health, because there are people that I know that have lifelong things that they've picked up in the bedroom, and it does fuck you up emotionally and in future relationships, and it makes it a little bit more of a challenge to date and stuff like that. So be a little bit picky.
Be a lot picky.
Yeah, just, you know, value yourself a little bit more. And if you are wanting a relationship and to be in something serious, then take your time getting to know them outside of the bedroom. Mm-hmm. And that's ultimately how you're going to be able to filter through these assholes.
Exactly.
Now keep your pants on, keep your cookie in the cookie jar, don't give it up, because the longer you don't give it up, they're not going to stick around.
Unless they're actually serious.
Exactly.
A player and a fuckboy will not stick around.
No. Even like within a week, I feel like, you know, I know for me, like for sure, definitely, it's been like even a week, I'm like, oh, wow, they're gone.
Bye.
But they did try. Mm-hmm. And it's like, no, I just met you. This is weird. Mm-hmm. I'm not ready to do that. They are not going to stick around.
No. Well, if you guys are loving what you're hearing, we want to know. So you can go on and give us a review and a subscribe on Spotify or Apple Podcast. We've actually just released our YouTube channel as well. So we're trying to get our subscribers up. Definitely give us a subscribe. That way you're notified every time a new episode airs, which is every Wednesday. And I guess that's it for us for this week. Stay tuned next week. We've got a pretty interesting topic coming up as well, which is tracking your exes on social media.
Oh, shit.
Shit.
I feel like I have that song. Ding, 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 ding. What's that? I just watched that movie a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, Mission Impossible.
Yeah. Ding, ding. But it's more like Ace Ventura vibes, you know?
But with social media, nothing is impossible and nothing is hidden.
Yeah. Have a good day. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.